Certainly.
Certainly, I wouldn't say anything tonight.
In fact, if we can get through tomorrow without saying something, which we just as well, then we could make a dignified but strong statement on Wednesday, which we can then consider. But there's a certain amount of glee in the state about this, and I think we should tell everyone else to be quiet.
The glee, you say? Why? Surprised at the speech?
No, I think they'll still behave moderately.
Yeah.
Now, every time I've been there, I've heard Heather give one speech. And this is about what I expected.
God damn it, they've got to be the leaders of the communist world in any event. That's their point.
So I think they're just going to do that.
The main thing is to get our announcement off. But it would be ridiculous to respond to them immediately. Who wants to do that?
Roger just wanted to push to reply tonight. I think we should say nothing tonight, and probably not tomorrow.
I wouldn't say anything tomorrow. Norm, I want to study it tomorrow.
Right.
Sure, I'll take some time to study it tomorrow. Well, we can play it, you know. We can see whether we have to, but responding tonight is the most ridiculous. Why? What is the line they take that needs to be responded to?
Oh, that they will support the enslaved people. It wouldn't get so much as no deal about the Arabs behind their backs. They will support Vietnam. All of this they've said this to me too.
Oh, for Christ's sakes, what?
What?
You know what, it almost seems though that in this case, the state may be wanting to blow the China trip.
That's what I think.
Don't you think so?
Sure, that's not their baby.
Mm-hmm. Well, neither is the Russian one, but nevertheless. Okay, just cold turkey, fine. It'll work out too. How are you going along with Cromer?
Well, this is pretty much a total thing.
All right, good, fine. Okay, fine, don't worry about it.